Next up, we're joined by Mark Emanation, the director of the Capital District Area Labor Federation, to talk about mass food distribution in the Capital Region. Mark, welcome back to the Hudson Mohawk Magazine.
Thank you so much for having me. It's always a pleasure to be on here.
We last had you on to talk about food insecurities over the summer when you started to distribute food in drive-through pantries, I think in Lansingburg. You have continued this work as part of a coalition. Can you tell us about the work you have done in the last half a year with food distribution?
On Monday at the Macedonian Baptist Church in Albany, I participated in my 40th mass food distribution. We're doing about five a month for the Labor Federation, and we're bringing trade unionists and retirees into it. But it's a coalition with the regional food bank, various food pantries, with the wonderful Catholic Charities. They have a thing called CC Move, which is their band, and they're doing 20 a month. The regional food bank is doing about 40 a month. They're doing them in, it's got to be 11, 10, 12 counties around here. I've only done them in five counties. We've learned a whole bunch through the process, and we're now facing the winter with what we've learned, what we expect, and how hard it's going to be, and what we're going to need from everyone, but more importantly, what we're going to need from the people that we elect to do the work of taking care of the people.
And so over the last 6 months, what have you seen in terms of the demand?
So the first one that I organized was on June 12th. I had witnessed a couple before and participated, but I organized one June 12th. It took us 4 hours to get out the food to 450 families. Now we're getting out the food to 500 plus families in an hour or so. And now we're turning cars away. A little short time ago, we did Hudson Valley and turned 200 cars away. We had no food for them. The other day at Macedonia, there was probably 30, 40 cars that we had to say, sorry, we don't have any food. Here's the next one. We're seeing, like for instance, in Lansingburg a week ago, we had about 60 walk-ups who were desperately poor people. No car to get there. Elderly folks with strollers, walkers, and it's cold. Just your heart's breaking. We're seeing cars then waiting in the line to turn their car off to wait in line, and their cars die in the line. You have to push them and take care of them. We're also seeing people who have never, ever been at a food pantry before. I met a woman who was embarrassed about being there because I walked the line and say, hey, thanks so much for coming today. It's so important and good that you're here. I met this woman, 15 years at RPI, master's degree, laid off in March, out of benefits, selling stuff that she owns, has no idea how she's going to get through the next months if something is not radically done by the government. I'm sort of here to put out an SOS, and I think it's every single person's responsibility. We have volunteers who take food with them because they're poor people that need food, but they come to volunteer and then they take a box with them to get their family through the week till the next one that they come and volunteer at. So it's a responsibility of every single person. How are we going to face this new depression that's coming, this great depression, mass food lines? What can we do to volunteer, give some money, give some aid, help our food pantries? I think it's the judgment of our organizations like unions and churches. I don't care, bowling leagues, it could be anything. What are you going to do to step up and help? And small businesses are, great small business. The Ale House is one of our sponsors that come out and do things. And some big businesses, St. Peter's Partners are there every time. MVP Healthcare, some other groups. The elected officials, from the people that are the dog catcher, all the way to the President of the United States, they got to step up and do what they're elected to do. They're elected to take care of the people that need it. Not the rich people, but the people. We're the richest country in the history of the world. What does that mean when you can't feed your people, house your people, get jobs for your people, have health care for your people? 14 million people have lost their health care since the start of this pandemic. 14 million people more should have gotten health care, not lost it. 12 million people, 13 million people lose their unemployment the day after Christmas, 26th of December. The evictions are starting all over the country. We need massive jobs. I bet we could use train and use 100,000 healthcare counselors in New York State alone. We need clinics and housing and schools to be expanded and all this stuff, put people to work. But immediately we need SNAP and HEAP and Meals on Wheels and unemployment insurance and rent help and help for small businesses and all of that. And so if you're the mayor of a small town or small city and you're hearing this, your job should be trying to figure out, how do you take care of your poor people? How do you get there and help? But more importantly, you should be using your position to scream at the federal government and the state government to do something. Tax the rich and use that money. I don't care where you get it, tax them. It could be stock transfer tax. It could be for those rich mansions in New York City that they don't live in. It could be the fact that we have 123 billionaires in New York State and we could take some of their money. And we got to do it. If we don't, we're going to see conditions like we haven't seen since the 1930s in the United States. We're already beginning to see it. There was a food line in Dallas last Saturday that was 25,000 cars. You think about how many families that represents. That's just outrageous.
Now, speaking about the federal government this week, there is a $908 billion coronavirus relief package being debated in the Senate. Do you have a reaction to what's being proposed?
So we had a $3 trillion one proposed 6 months ago that they've been holding up. They've been holding it up. One of the reasons they're holding it up is they want to let businesses like Tyson off the hook for any kind of thing where a family of a worker who was killed in the course of working can't sue Tyson. So that's one of the things that the Republicans are pushing on it, and they're trying to hold up this 908. The 908 is a good step. Let's do it. And then let's immediately go back and start doing it again. And I don't let New York State off the hook either. It's the ninth richest economy in the world. If it was a country, it'd be the ninth richest one. And so it's really, to me, when they say, oh, we have this deficit, we have a deficit because you don't tax the guy who owns Amazon. We're not spending too much money.
And just to bring it back to the very local level, how do people who need this food learn about the food distribution locations, and what exactly do they get?
So if you go to the regional food bank's website, and I know I'm telling people that have radios and are listening to this wonderful radio station, and so they have it. But you got to get this information out to your neighbors that might not have it. But there's a list of all the ones at Regional Food Bank, and they're every day and sometimes two or three a day. You can go to the food pantries of the Capital District's list, which is four counties worth of food pantries, and find out what they're doing. But the Regional Food Bank has a big list of it. One of the things we do every time we do one of these events, like for instance, we're doing one December 30th in Watervliet. And you don't have to be from Waterloo. You can come across the river. You can come from wherever you need the food to go there. We don't turn anybody away. You don't have to say this is who you are. Citizenship papers. You don't have to say how much you make. Nothing. You just come because you need food. We get there at 8 in the morning. A truck unloads 12, 14, or 28 pallets of food. You sort them into bags. 500 bags. Depends on your protein. We've been giving chickens away as the central protein. And then, you know, a bunch of other stuff. It's about a week's worth of good food. There's nothing nutritionally bad about the food. We also give information out about where else you can get help on all sorts of levels. We do all that kind of work. The volunteers work really hard from 8 o'clock in the morning until 9:30, and then we open up the car line and the walk-up line, and then we load the cars for about an hour and a half, 2 hours. Then we clean up everything and go about to the new organize for the next one. These are great coalitions, but we need new partners. We need as many people as possible to work on it. Many of our people are retirees that are coming out and helping. Makes sense. You're working during the day, you can't get there. The other day in Macedonia, with the cold wind blowing and it being like 30 degrees and with the wind low with that, I don't know how we're going to do this in January and in February, when it's freezing cold, when there's snow on the ground and ice and all of those things. We've been asking anyone that can hear our voice, do you have a warehouse that we could unload the truck, sort the food, and then distribute it out of the warehouse thing? Not a whole warehouse, just a dock, a bay on a warehouse, where you can back the truck up, unload it, sort it, and get the food out that way. It would be fantastic if we could find one in all of the counties around here, but certainly Albany County, Rensselaer, and Schenectady. We haven't found one yet that's been right. A couple of people have offered things that there's no way you could do it, no way you can get there. You know, the Palace Theater offered, and we just couldn't figure out how to do it. But that's what we're facing, is trying to get through the winter. We're going to do it one way or the other. If they gave people money, unemployment relief, those stimulus checks, more SNAP, things like that, if they did those things, you wouldn't have to do this. This is like having a bake sale to run the New York City school district.
Mark Emanation, as we wrap up here, if someone's listening to this and wants to volunteer with you all, how can they get involved?
You can go to the Regional Food Bank and volunteer on their list, the Capital District Area Labor Federation and volunteer on our list. You can find us on Facebook and on our webpage. You can do it through Catholic Charities. You can do it. You can help your pantry. I help a pantry here in Troy because it's close to my house and they're good people.